Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Shishvi, it's best for tomorrow morning, Ratsi Shechli, Nishmas, Marzesto, Batsu Shmuel, Batsu Shmuel, Batsu Shmuel, Batsu Shmuel, Zeb. We're continuing our series of Shiulim in the Sefer Kli Chemda, Suschai Chefei, Wes Mechal Dixbasi, Moshe Besh, Ratsu, Moshe Mordechai, Yes Vez Ben Ezra, Amritz Ben Ester, Tila Vida, Batsu, Ristu, Batsu, Tila Vida, Abigail, Ayel, Batsu, Chevet, Sashul Chal Yisrael. So we're in the second Shtickle in the Kli Chemda. Rashi, based on the Medrash Rabba, brings from Ephraim Miksha, Tamar Meir, why did Tamar get Sreifa? And he explains, for being with Yehuda, she was going to get Sreifa, because she was the daughter of Shem. And she was the daughter of Shem, who was a Kohen, therefore they gave her Sreifa, because the Bas Yish Kohen was Mizana gets Sreifa. That's why for Tamar Zanus, she was to get Sreifa. And this is Rashi writes, that we see in the Gemara Nedarim that Kohuna was taken away from Shem. So, Ma'apitam that she's a Bas Kohen, the answer is that it was taken away from his seed, but not from him, and therefore, even though she is not a Kohenis, nevertheless, she still gets the severe punishment of Sreifa, not the usual Chenek you get for Iznus, because she was Mechal her father's covet. It's a Vihi Mechalel, since she's Mechal her father's covet, Mela she's a Din Sreifa, and not a Din of Skila, and not a Din of Chenek, excuse me. So that's why. That's the Mizrahi. So you see the Mizrahi, a big Kiddush, that the Torah was only Machmir on a Bas Kohen out of her father's covet. If she's not a Kohenis, then she doesn't... if she's not a Kohenis herself, but her father is a Kohen, she gets Sreifa. Because the whole word is mitzad her father. And that's why she gets the severe punishment of Sreifa, because her father's covet, even she herself, like by Tamar, she's not considered a Kohenis, because Kohenis was taken away from the Zera of Shem, it doesn't matter, she's Mechal her father's covet. However, ask the Kli Chemda, there's a big kash on this, because it says in Sanhedrin and Aleph, that if Bas Kohen Kitzach HaLiznais, I might think, Yechilas HaShabbos, she's Mechal Shabbos, she gets Sreifa, Tamlor Melo Liznais as Biznus. Frakti Gemara, what do you mean? What do you mean? For Chil Shabbos, Kohanim only gets Skila. Why would you think that the Bas Kohen gets Sreifa for Chil Shabbos? So the answer is, now you might think that Kohanim get the lighter punishment of Skila, because they're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos when they do the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they get the lighter punishment. But a Bas Kohen doesn't have such a Kula. And therefore, she's going to get the more severe punishment of Sreifa. So Kamash Malan, that she only gets Skila. It's only Liznais. So you see from the Gemara that there was a Habamina that a Bas Kohen is going to be more Chomer than her father. Her father is going to get for Chil Shabbos Skila, and she's going to get for Chil Shabbos Sreifa. So if we say that the whole Onesh is because of her father, so how can we say that the Tafilas Chomer Min HaYikar, that she who's only subordinate, she has got a secondary punishment, is more Chomer than the Yikar? Kohanim are not Chayv for Chil Shabbos, Kohanim are only Chayv Skila. Yeah, Tam Ashiyi, yeah, so Ein Svarah L'Chayv is Bito Yosem Izeh. So how you Mechayiv the daughter more than your Mechayiv, the father. The father's going to get Skila, she's going to get Sreifa. The whole word of the Bas Kohen is only out to her father, according to the Mizrahi. Elevadai, that a Bas Kohen is B'Sreifa is because of her own Kedusha, that she has Kedusha's Kahuna. And if so, we say that it's true that her father is only B'Skila, because Ishtri Shalagabi Shabbos Bavoida. Avalhid, Lo Ishtri Lagabi Shabbos, she's Chayavis Misa, Chamura, Mitzat Kedusha's Kahuna, Sheyeshala. So she doesn't have this hat there of Chilul Shabbos, so she's Chayavis Misa. Chamura, this is more Chamur than Misa because of her Kedusha's Kahuna. In other words, not mitzad her father, because her father, we would say that he's only getting Skila for Chilul Shabbos, he's getting Sreifa. So it must be because of her own Kedusha's Kahuna. Not only out her father, but out her father, she couldn't have a Havim, she's getting more severe punishment than her father. In fact, Havim, she's getting more severe punishment than her father. It must be, the word is, that she's... because of her own personal independent Kedusha. There's a big kasha in the Sheet of the Mizrahi. And besides that, another kasha in the Mizrahi. Echlo shas libel divrei ha-targum unkulis ala pasuk bas koin kitzach liznos. You should have looked at the targum. And the pasuk of bas koin kitzach liznos was mitargum uvas gvar koin. All right, sachal limiti mikedusha savia hi mischala. So you see mevur sha-targum b'farish ha-koa savia hi mechalelas shehi mechulelas ha-idea aznos mikedushas kuhuna shehi kedusha savia. Ubask var coin a race a hill a mitti, Mikdusha Savia, he mischala, who mischala, that he mischala, that she is mischalelas Mikdusha Savia. She loses the Kedusha of her father. Zebar beperish atalgum. That's clearly what the targum means. And if so, yim hizara me'olam v'lo haisa la kedushas of yo peklal. If, like the Mizrahi is learning, that she doesn't have kedushas kun at all, she's a zara. It's only she has her father. She's only mechal her father's kedusha, but she doesn't have her own independent personal kedusha. So it's pasha that you can't say that she's mechal the kedushas kahuna that she has, the kedushas kahuna of her father that she has. Ma pitom, she doesn't have any kedushas kahuna. The fact that it's, that the Mizra, that the Targum seems to be saying she's mechal the kedushas kahuna of her father that she has. She's no longer has kedushas kahuna. So it must be that she had it to start with. Now, like the Mizrahi, he says, no, it's only out her father. Maybe the Targum's taka coming to be shalel and such an opinion, to negate such an opinion. You shouldn't think it's only out her father's kedusha. It's also out her kedusha. Hey Nemesh, is any rabbi the hevdel yesh between kedushas bas koin, the bas koin, the ben koin? There's a difference between kedushas bas koin and kedushas ben koin. Ben koin is kadosh like the father. Ben mikoach avra kevan shu nolad mikoin. Huadin gam hu koin aviv. Hashem kein bas koin. Yushaser rak mikoach av eni kedusha batzimusa. Difference is that a ben koin has his own independent kedusha since he's nolad mikoin. He's also a coin just like his father. A bas coin or kedusha is only mikoyach her father. She doesn't have kedusha batzmusa, like we see from the Targum. It's mechala the kedusha sevia that she has. Ben coin is equal to his father, a coin like his father, and a bas coin is only holy mitzad the kedusha of her father, but not her own independent kedusha. But it's still her kedusha; she still has kedusha. She just got it from her father. It's not that she doesn't have kedusha at all, like the Mizrahi seems to be saying. That's also the idea of the Mishnah in Maseches Sota, and it says, "What's the difference between a coin and a kohenes? That a coin isn't mischalel, and a kohenes is. When a kohenes is mischaleles." She was nevelis l'psulim, she's psula le'olam. Menachua menakahunam. But a kohen, if he married somebody who's pasul to him, as long as he's married, he's pasul avoda. But when he divorces her, he goes back to being kosher. And the reason for that is, like we said, that a kohen is kedushas batzim, and this you can't separate from him completely. Mashen kena kohenes, her kedusha is only mikoach avia, and therefore she could be mechalelis her kedusha. And this we see from a careful reading of the Targum. Omnam b'chol zot mashakosef ha-mizrachi sh'afati she'en ala kedushas kahuna klal. Now that the Mizrahi says that even though she doesn't have kedushas kahuna, since she's a bas kohen, at her father she's chayav b'sreif ha'eino nira. It would appear not like that from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, from the Targum. In the Sefer Levi Aschein and Parshas Vayeshev, he also brings this Mizrahi, and he's Tamer from a Gemara in Krisus, Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, about a Bas Koyen, Shanis Yislechad Ben Apsulim, and then afterwards she's Mizanet. Meir holds, since she's a Surah LeKahuna, she has a din of a Zara. She doesn't have a din of a Bas Koyen. Chachamim hold, but no. We require that she be a zar, the bein zar meikara. You have to be a zar from the start, not afterwards, in order to have a din of a zar. Akopanim mevor the zar meikara afal gav she bas koin gam ken ena chayav esel chenek. So we see that if one is a zar meikara, one does start out as a zara. Even though she's a bas koin, if she would happen to be a zara, then she's only chayev eschenek. In other words, it depends on her status, not on her father's status. So Mavor Hefech Dibraya Mizrahi. V'itmir kayamis lachor, it's a big kasha in the Mizrahi. Chamim say, in order to give a girl chenek, she's a zara meikara, you give her chenek. Even if she's a bas kohen, doesn't matter. She's a zara meikara, you give her chenek, so it doesn't matter what her father is. The Mizrahi says it all depends on her father. Father's a kohen, she gets what a bas kohen gets. So Skamar is not like the Mizrahi. Omnam me'asher noyde shel Rabbeinu ha'ra'em zatzal ha'yorabin shel kol Yisrael v'doyroi. So since it's known that the Eliyahu Mizrahi was the rabbi of all the Jewish people in his time, he can't make such a simple mistake. The Mizrahi was born approximately in the year 1435 to 1437. Until 1526, he was a Pesach scientist, a super commentator on Rashi. He was the chief rabbi of the Jews of the Ottoman Empire, the leader, the Rosh Yeshiva. He knew math, he knew astronomy, he had a lot of Talmidim. He knew Hebrew, he knew Arabic, he knew Greek. Some say that he was the first, he was Megala Shita for Shoresh Ribui, square root. He found how to determine what the square root is. It's a mathematical chiddush. So we're talking about a very great Gaon and Talmud Chacham. He's also like B'tzarchei Tzibur. As well. And a lot of Jews came to Turkey in his time because of the Spanish Inquisition. He tried to make their lives easier. And he died at a ripe old age in the year 1526. So we're not going to take what the Mizrahi says lightly. Even though for most people, Zraya is a parish on Rashi, but he's not Stam. So, Machay Nirlan is Daiti, says Marina Rabbeinu the Klichemda. The Lamit Schusal of the Miyashi, the Pshita of the Mizrahi, the Bemis Moidu Zal, Shakotam Shabaskon Chiva Misa Chamuha, Hainu Baskadushis Kuna Sheshaleh. He agrees, the Mizrahi agrees, but the reason the Torah is mechayev bas kohen in this more severe misa is because she has kedushas kohuna. Omnam b'nei she kedushas hu she'aleha eina kedusha atzmius ela nemsheches mikedushas avia kamo demuchach mebira talgu mikro v'savia mechalelas kamo shebi'anu le'el kemen shemisham ba'atzma evanit la'kedushas kohuna yom ken gam kedusha zu anemsheches me'ov Bita Gamkin lo Nilkucha. Davka Bonav Shel Shem lo Yo Kohen. So, the reason that Abbas Kohen is Chayavis Misa is because of she has her own Kedusha's Kohuna. But this Kedusha is not an independent Kedusha that she has on her own. It's not like a Ben Kohen who has his own Kedusha. Rather, the Kedusha that she has on her own personal Kedusha, is drawn from the Kedusha of her father. As we saw in the Targum says that she is Ubaskvar Kohen Araisacha Lamitim Mikidushis Avia Himeschal. She is Mechalel the Kedusha of her father. In other words, the Kedusha she has, she got from her father. It's not an independent Kedusha. It's something that she, now she has it, but it's only because of her father that she has it. It's not as strong as the Kiddush of a Ben Kohen, who's an equal Kohen to his father. Bas Kohen is only has Kiddusha because of her father. It's not an equal level Kiddusha to her father. As opposed to a Ben Kohen, obviously he's Kohen because of his father, but it's an equal level Kiddusha. So, and since from Shem himself, the Kedusha's kuna wasn't taken away, so this Kedusha that was drawn from the father to the daughter was also not taken. In other words, when the Gemara says that Shem lost, this Bnei Shem lost their Kedusha, the children of Shem, the seed of Shem, it only means the sons of Shem. The Zer of Shem means the sons of Shem lost their Kedusha, but not the daughters. So those who have Kiddusha on their own, equal to their father, that was taken away. But since Shem still had Kiddusha, and his daughter's Kiddusha was drawn from her father, so therefore a daughter also has Kiddusha. And what the Mizrahi means is that you can't take away her kahuna, because all of her Kedusha comes because of the Kedusha of her father. And since her father remained a Kohen, Mimela, she's a Bas Kohen, and you can say about her as Savia hi mechalelis. Dano Kedusha Savia sheyeshala. Kumo targa munkulis. So you can't take that away from her. So even though Bepashtis, that's not what the Mizrahi means, Bepashtis, the Mizrahi means that it's only because of Kavod Aviha, and it's not her own personal Kedusha. Nevertheless, Emes Yoid La'atzim Shedvar Nechonu Be'ezes Hashem Yitzvarach Be'kavan Yitzvarach Be'kavan. That's what he means. The truth will testify that that's what he means. Now that she doesn't have any Kedusha, and she's only getting this Misa Chamura because of her father, she's Mechal her father, so she should rather, she's Mechal the Kedusha that she has because of her father. Okay, so that's the second shtickle in the Kli Chemda, this is Parsha. And Baruch Hashem, there's still a lot more to talk about. I'm so excited. I hope that was helpful to move forward and see more and more Niflos, Rambos, Vigadelos, and Toras Hashem. And some Chanukah Yanim coming up. Amazing. How matim for Hanukkah. All right, so thank you so much for listening. I wish you zecha to continue and see more of the flowers in the Torah session. Shalom, shalom.